president's take on Fetterman debate performance. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections less than 2 weeks away, President Biden touting Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman's performance at the Pennsylvania Senate debate. Fetterman suffered a stroke several months ago.
I thought he was really good. I thought he knew what he was doing. I thought he was strong. And look, Fetterman is Pennsylvania. I mean, Fetterman is everything that he appears to be. You know where he stands. He has great courage. He has no reluctance to say what he thinks. He's my kind of guy, and I think he's going to be fine.
That's President Biden speaking to reporters in Delaware after casting his early vote. Real Clear Politics polling average still has Fetterman with a slight edge over his Republican opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Former President Barack Obama addressing the crowd at a rally in Detroit for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is seeking re-election.
There may be a lot of issues at stake in this election, but the basic question you should always be asking yourself, but especially right now, is who will fight for you? Who's on your side?
Meanwhile, at a different rally in Detroit Saturday, Whitmer's Republican opponent, Tudor Dixon, criticizing the governor's handling of the state's education crisis.
How can you stand on stage in Detroit and say you care about education when the latest scores just show that kids in Detroit suffered more than almost anybody in the entire country?
Governor Whitmer recently signing a bipartisan education budget investment. South Korea's President Yoon declaring a period of national mourning on Sunday following a stampede at a Halloween parade in Seoul that left at least 151 people dead and at least 82 injured. The Houston Astros beating the Philadelphia Phillies 5-2 in Game 2 of the World Series. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Law enforcement agencies in border towns seeing an uptick in human smuggling cases. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
These border communities getting hit from all angles. And you have a lot of cases of human smuggling. We took a ride along with the Kinney County Sheriff's Office. So at this traffic stop in Brackettville, deputies found six illegal migrants. One of them bailed out and ran away. But the driver is a U.S. citizen and now is charged with six counts of human smuggling. Just 35 minutes later, in the same town, deputies found another human smuggler. Again, the smuggler had six migrants.
An Indiana man has been arrested in connection with the murder of two girls in 2017. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
14-year-old Libby German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams vanished February 13th of 2017, and they were last seen being dropped off by Libby's sister at a popular hiking trail in a small Indiana town and never seen alive again. The girls' bodies were found the next day around noon. Multiple reports indicate Indianapolis police have a man in custody in connection to their murders. Sources say 50-year-old Richard Allen was booked into the Carroll County Jail, but was moved to state facilities for his protection. Now, Allen's connection to the girls does remain unclear at this point.
A Democratic House aide is fired for working with a foreign nation that has increasing tensions with the U.S.
Barbara Janelle Hamlet jettisoned from her job by her boss, Virginia Democratic Congressman Don Beyer, after it was revealed she was working with the Chinese embassy to set up meetings with other offices. Her ouster follows an investigation by the House Sergeant at Arms. A spokesman for the congressman says Beyer was unaware of what she was doing. Hamlet has worked in congressional offices since the 1970s.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.